More than 140 participants attended Monday's meeting, including journalists and human rights defenders under the Humphrey Fellowship Program, a U.S. government-funded program which allows mid-career professionals the opportunity to enhance their leadership skills. This year, media freedom took the center stage. Nkosi Kona Dibiti is a Zimbabwean journalist and founder of a community media organization. He's among the speakers at the forum.
The media plays that watchdog role that allows to raise alarm and let people know that this is what is happening to human rights activists, defenders, or even to the broader society. We have had a lot of media reform. However, there are some concerns in terms of how media's role is in terms of ensuring that journalists themselves are protected from violations, and while they are doing their role.
Calls for press freedom comes as Reporters Without Borders released its 2024 report indicating a worrying decline in support and respect for media autonomy and an increase in pressure from the state or other political actors. In Africa, the report indicated that military juntas that seized power in coups in the Sahel, especially in Niger, Burkina Faso and Mali, continue to tighten their grip. Omar Zombre is a veteran journalist and co-founder of a non-profit organization for journalists in Burkina Faso.
There are some countries that are still having some challenges. We want a society that seeks for improvement, a society that is seeking for progress. Then we need to see how this society is dealing with freedom of press. Freedom of press is very important. It's one of the metrics of democracy.
Africa remains among worst performing continents in as far as press freedom is concerned, but there are similar problems elsewhere as well. Press freedom is also under threat in Montenegro, a country in southeastern Europe, despite the country's constitution and laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and expression. Bojana Dabovic is a journalist and editor in one of the media houses there, who says that some journalists are now transitioning to other professions or are practicing self-censorship due to continued attack and harassment.
Journalists in Montenegro, me included, are facing threats, harassments, even physical attacks, with high-profile cases which have been remained unresolved. I would say that overall Montenegro's press freedom remains fragile, with ongoing challenges that impede a fully independent media freedom.
A recent report from the Committee to Protect Journalists painted a bleak picture for sub-Saharan Africa. It indicates that the number of journalists incarcerated in 2023 rose to 47 compared to 31 in 2022. Next month, the African Union will be commemorating the 10th International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. It comes at a moment between 2006 and 2024, when more than 1,700 journalists have been killed around the world, with close to 9 out of 10 cases of these killings remain judicially unresolved. Moses Havyarimana, for Voice of America, Washington, D.C.